talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And this is a big day, Tuesday. It's election day statewide. On everybody's ballot is going to be the superintendent of public instruction and a lot of other nonpartisan races, especially school board, judges, and depending on the county you're in, you'll see different people on the ballot. It's also a big day. Joe Biden is coming to Milwaukee. He's coming to do a town hall on CNN with Anderson Cooper at the Pabst Theater, downtown Milwaukee. If you don't have tickets, good luck. You're probably not going to get tickets. Why is that? Because the Pabst Theater is a beautiful theater, but it's a very small venue. And with social distancing, and they're strictly enforcing masks and social distancing, it's going to be a very small audience. So there have been a handful of people that have gotten invitations already, usually people that had worked hard in the Biden campaign and other Democrats. And so as a practical matter, you'll probably be watching it on CNN. It's also Governor Evers, I think, is announcing his budget today. And I also think, and I can tell you that you can win a designer T-shirt. You're the third caller today. Third caller, Diamond Crute T-shirt, Devil's Advocate, Devil Radio, custom designed by Crute. Custom designed. Third caller today gets it. You'll give your address information to Luke on the phone after your call. We're going right to the front lines of history, as we always do, and there's plenty of it in the making. And the big story, and a story that's going to be studied by historians for a long, long time, there'll be dissertations written about it, books written about it, is the breakup of the Republican Party. The Republican Party cannot persist as a party that embraces Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Ben Sasse on one hand, and Lisa Murkowski, and on the other hand, QAnon, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, the Annie Oakley out of Colorado, Slippery Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham, Cruz, and Trump. It can't happen. So we are going to talk about the manifestations of that breaking up, the evidence of it. What's going on? Well, some of them went right for the jugular. Yesterday, Utah Republicans circulated a petition to censure Mitt Romney. Except they didn't say Mitt Romney. They made a spelling error. Mitt Romney's actual legal name is Willard Mitt Romney. Willard Mitt Romney. And these clowns from the Utah Republican Party circulated a petition to censure Williard, W-I-L-L-I-A-R-D, Mitt Romney. And then they say, who, quote, appears to be an agent for the establishment deep state. Hello, look. Let's be blunt. The establishment deep state was what Trump tried to put in with his moles, trolls, and sleeper cells, salting the government with people that were loyal to Trump and that did everything they could to break American democracy. By Republican deep state, what these people mean is the normal administrative agencies and the government that's run fairly, objectively, by civil service, people who are patriots. You saw them testify in the first Trump impeachment hearing over Ukraine. I mean, you saw Fiona Hill. You saw Marie Ivanovich. You saw Colonel Vindman. These are the people that the Republicans call the deep state. I and most reasonable people would say, these people are patriots who put country over party. They were not they weren't rabid Democrats. I don't think they were Democrats. They were simply professionals. And so when they talk about the deep state, they're simply talking about getting rid of fair civil service oriented public servants. But, you know, for Utah, for Utah, the Utah Republican Party to go after Mitt Romney is the nail in the coffin of the Republican Party. Look, Mitt Romney was their nominee for president in 2012. He was their nominee for president. Mitt Romney was also the governor of Massachusetts, and he introduced and passed and supported the ancestor of Obamacare, RomneyCare. Same thing. It was the same thing, except just for one state. Mitt Romney is a conservative. He and I are going to disagree on a lot of issues, but he's a man of integrity. And he's a man who looked at Trump and said, no, I'm not going to worship a cult of one man who's out to destroy the country. Now, I think they're going to have a hard time bumping off Mitt Romney out in Utah. For one thing, he's solidly entrenched in that culture as is possible. But I'll tell you one thing I've said on the show before. I've got to say it again. Do you know how hard it is to be elected governor of Massachusetts, perhaps the most liberal state in the country, and then senator from Utah, the most conservative state in the country? The only thing that would come close is if you were elected governor of New York and then senator from Alabama. I mean, how can you do that? Romney obviously has some characteristics that people recognize on both sides of the aisle. In any event, so they're going after him. Evan McMullen is another guy from Utah who also briefly ran for president in 2016, friend of Romney's. And that wing of the party is starting to field primary candidates against the most rabid right-wing nutjob Trump Republicans out west, especially in Arizona, Biggs and Gosar and others. And you're seeing it. It's a free-for-all right now. Now, this center thing in Utah is not going to go anywhere. I don't think the establishment in Utah is going to go along with it. But if they do, so what? The fact of the matter is that this is just, you talk about the deep state, you're talking QAnon, you're talking Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're talking every nut that they have in the Republican Party. And but it's emblematic of what is going on. Already around the country, you have people sniffing, lining up to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans in 2024. Joe Biden's going to be the presidential nominee for the Democrats. I'm 100% behind Joe Biden. I was starting in this campaign in the primaries back in April of 2019. I believed he was the only candidate who could possibly beat Trump. I think that was right. And he is also becoming a great president. But the Republicans are going to nominate someone. And they all hope it isn't Trump secretly, but half of them basically kiss up to Trump so that if he doesn't run, he will endorse them or at least not oppose them. And the other half figure he has no chance of supporting them, so they knife him. One of the ones who sucks up to Trump is the governor of South Dakota named Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem is a right-wing, really a right-wing Republican. She's the one that really did nothing to mandate masks. There are a lot of meatpacking plants in South Dakota, and a lot of people were dying and getting sick, and she just downplayed it, didn't do anything about it. Well, it turns out that she's starting to sniff nationwide for the nomination. Now, she's not going anywhere, Kristi Noem. I don't suspect a tenth of the people listening to the show had ever heard of Kristi Noem. Maybe you have. I hadn't paid any attention to her at all. Well, she gets a state airplane. She recently put in a bill in or supported a bill in the legislature for $5 million to update the fleet of state airplanes. Now, South Dakota is a sprawling out state, very low population, a lot of prairie and that kind of thing. I get it. But she is using these planes to fly around the country and campaign for president. She goes to NRA groups. She went to a group supported by the biggest Republican donors in the Republican Party. And she basically is known as the Roving Noem, the Rosie Noem, N-O-E-M, the Roving Noem. You know, it's the kind of issue that's not going to make or break a campaign, but she does not care about the taxpayer dime at all. She is so close to Trump, sucks up to Trump, Trump is it. Her only hope is to either be endorsed by him or at least praised by him. And I'll tell you something else. You see a lot of these people sniffing around. Remember the 17 Democrats who ran for president when Biden won? All but a few of them were really running for vice president. All but a few of them were really running for vice president. No one knew, they had no name recognition. They had no reason to give anybody a belief that they could run the country. But they want to become vice president because that's an excellent training ground in the future for president. The few who are actually running for president were Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, maybe one or two others. But by and large, the same thing's happening on the Republican side. Christine Noem doesn't think she has a snowball's chance in hell of being president. But she is sniffing for vice president, and she's doing it on the taxpayer's dime in South Dakota. So keep that in mind. If she ever rears her head here in Wisconsin, even if you're a Republican, even if you are an independent, I don't care what you are, you say to Kristi Noem, why are you flying around on the South Dakota taxpayer dime to kind of sniff around for vice president? Why are you doing that? Why is that conservative? Well, they're not a conservative fiscal party anymore. Remember what they did with Foxconn, Medicaid, trains, all of that. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.